Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 79. Staying clear overnight tonight with a low around 57. A bit warmer on Tuesday, sunny with a high of 82. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. There will be a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Tuesday night, staying partly cloudy with a low around 49. Westerly winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 37 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, election season is just less than a month away, and that means everybody's getting ready to go to the polls. But in some areas of Kansas, there may be more on the ballot than just the candidates themselves, as Butler County is working on the opportunity to rescind a 1986 rule affecting all eateries, bars, and breweries in the community. As KSN News reports it, as of right now in the county, for all establishments that sell alcohol, at least 30% of their yearly sales must be food. And some bars in the area say it's difficult to maintain.
It's ridiculous that it is dictated to us how we are allowed to sell our own products. We've been as low as 31%. It just gives us the safety and the comfort of knowing that we don't have to have a minimum amount of food sold in order to stay open.
That's Jay Sanderson, the director of sales at Walnut River Brewing Company on KSN, where he says if they repeal the law, it would be more user-friendly for businesses.
Butler County and Reno County are the only two counties that have breweries in them that are subject to the 30% rule. If Butler County were to pass, it would signal that it's a more business-friendly environment.
Mid-America Network News. The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network. If you're serious about wheat yield and overall performance, now is a great time to call your local AgriPro associate. Ask about this year's trial data and the newest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. The AP Bigfoot wheat variety offers industry-leading yield potential coupled with acid soil tolerance and very good tolerance to leaf rust and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also your top choice in the AgriPro lineup for combating wheat streak mosaic virus. A list of AgriPro associates as well as agronomic performance data is available online at agriprowheat.com. The Kansas Department of Agriculture has reported that a few more cases of the bird flu have been confirmed here in the state. As KSN News reports that the latest two cases have been reported out of Johnson and Neosho counties. According to the KDA, the new HPAI locations are in non-commercial mixed species flocks, and the Department of Agriculture is working closely with the USDA and the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service for a joint incident response. So far, the two flocks have been quarantined by the KDA, and birds on both properties will be depopulated to prevent the disease from spreading further. In other news, a man from Great Bend has been sentenced to more than 19 years in prison for second-degree murder of his child back in 2019. KIC News reports the announcement came from Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt's office as 24-year-old Cody Lane was sentenced on Wednesday last week in Barton County to 165 months on one count of second-degree murder and 64 months for two counts of aggravated battery. The arrest came after the death of Reed's five-month-old child back in January of 2019 that was investigated by the Great Bend Police Department along with the Kansas Bureau of Investigations.
You love farming, through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, some of the cooler weather has helped out with the battle against the Bovee fire in the state of Nebraska. As officials say that as of Friday evening, the Bovee fire was near 97% contained. The Panhandle News Channel Nebraska says that the fire burnt near 18,000 acres, but is roughly 97% contained as of Friday. And the wildfire is now completely surrounded by a fire line. Many officials are continuously working on improving the line, but structure protection forces have been completed, and they'll now be focusing on chipping fuels near structures. In other news, after the announcement of U.S. Senator Ben Sasse stepping away to take the place as president for the Florida University, Governor Pete Ricketts has responded as well, saying, quote, if I choose to pursue the appointment, I will leave the appointment decision to the next governor and will follow the process established for all interested candidates. Sasse's replacement would be appointed by the governor of Nebraska. According to the Nebraska Secretary of State's office, the governor would appoint a qualified individual within 45 days of the vacancy. Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners moved to approve a nearly $675,000 payment to what damages with the health department building in Marysville that was destroyed by a June tornado. A supplemental amount of $220,000 will be distributed after reconstruction and replacement. No action was taken following discussion of pursuing litigation for a higher amount, recognizing that a challenge could take upwards of 2 years with additional legal costs. With recent purchase of two buildings adjacent to the east, plans for a new health department building at 600 Broadway were revised, adding 16 feet to the original plans, providing additional storage space and a conference room. It was suggested consideration of space for emergency management offices be considered. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week heard from the county health director who reported on flu shots and recent clinics. She was asked if the biannual health fairs would resume and replied those services were routinely available and there were no plans to resume the health fairs. The county treasurer reported the Washington County Health Fund is short of money. The auditor suggested transferring the multi-use accounts back to the county health fund to cover. The board approved resolution to that effect. It was reported Washington County has the lowest unemployment rating in the north central Kansas region. Commissioners opted to wait on a recommendation to increase gate fees at the transfer station after it was reported that hauling and drop fees were increasing. They are building a drop site for batteries. Nemahal County Commissioners received bids for new Sheriff's Department vehicles, including replacement of one that was totaled in an accident and will be funded through insurance proceeds. Kansas Treasurer's Association is hoping to get a bill passed in the next legislative session that will increase the fees that counties receive when processing motor vehicle transactions in county treasurer's offices. Nemahal County Attorney spoke about the special assessment for a waterline project along Poor Farm Road, indicating the first step is residents need to submit a petition to commissioners requesting formation of an improvement district. Gage County is working toward an NRCS-funded program and Little Indian Watershed to identify areas to protect from potential flooding of areas downstream from a dam, which, if filled to the top and breached, would wash out a section downstream. They're working to identify those areas. A patching and overlay project continues on K-87 in Marshall County for 9 miles from the U.S. 36 junction south to the city limits of Elites. Traffic restricted to one lane in the work zone during daylight hours. A pilot car and flaggers are being used with delays up to 15 minutes. Work is expected to be complete by late October and will resume again in the spring. A recall petition challenging Marshall County Commissioner's decision to enter a lease purchase agreement for a new jail facility is being circulated. An amount not to exceed $6.5 million toward construction of a new $12 million facility was recently approved. Murdoch of Marysville is initiating the petition effort. He notes cost estimates have more than doubled from an original $5 million range for a 30-bed facility. A single town hall meeting was hosted in Marysville 2 years ago. It was reported the average inmate population, 2011 through 2019, was 15 persons. Some have expressed concern with the location east of Marysville.
The original design had the project located at the current jail site near the courthouse. 5% of registered voters are required by petition in order to put the issue on a ballot for voters. Volunteers are reaching out in area communities. Murdoch urges anyone who wants to sign, call him at 562-2628. Deadline for the petition effort is October 24th. If 349 voters are registered and certified, a special election would be established, as it cannot be completed by the November 8th general election. Evelyn E. Betty Brockstrom, age 93, of Seneca, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Betty Brocksterman. Roger A. Cromie, age 61, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday at 2 at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Roger Cromie. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken noodle soup, pimento cheese sandwich, Normandy blend, and cinnamon apples. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, tossed salad, mixed fruit.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Conditions staying warmer and drier throughout these next couple of days before another cold front starts to move through on Wednesday. Temperatures will then start to stay cooler, and there will be a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout the state. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 60s. Even warmer throughout Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s, south winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. There will be a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms over Tuesday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and upper 50s. Winds will then shift to the west between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Starting on Wednesday, temperatures will then stay much cooler and stay cooler over the weekend. Temperatures will then be either at or just below our seasonal average. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Showers may continue on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 70s throughout the state. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 72, record high on this date 95. The average low 47 and the record low 22. First frost of the year 30 Saturday morning. Sunrise this morning at 7:32. Sunset this evening 6:56. 37 degrees on the heels of a hunter's moon this morning in Marysville. And that's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 10th of October. It's Columbus Day. KNDY News Time, 7:17.
Quilting Through the Ages, Past and Present is the current exhibition at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art, Marysville, throughout the month of October. Quilts from the present have been created by members of the Country Quilt Divas Quilt Guard of Marshall County. Quilts from the past are part of the Marshall County Historical Society's permanent collection. A reception to meet the quilters is Monday, October 10th from 5 to 7 at the Art Center. The Art Center is open Thursday from 11 to 6, Saturdays from 10 to 2, and Sundays from 1 to 4. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Another team with home field advantage unceremoniously ejected from the baseball playoffs. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It was a do-or-die game at Citi Field where the Mets were hosting the Padres in the best-of-three wildcard series. San Diego starter Joe Musgrove was dominant, allowing just one hit in seven innings. His battery mate Austin Nola provided all the offense the Padres needed.
Pitch to Nola is grounded through the left side and a base hit. Bell is on his way home. Kim is right behind him. A two-run battle single.
The call on KWFN. San Diego blanks the Mets 6-0. Sunday night football, the Ravens jumped out to a quick 10-0 lead on the visiting Bengals. Cincinnati would rally to tie it at the half after two Justin Tucker field goals since he took the lead late in the fourth on a quarterback sneak by Joe Burrow. But they left too much time on the clock, giving Tucker one more shot.
Snap is good. Hold is down. Kick on the way. It is up. It
is good!
The call on WBAL, Ravens win 19-17.
More NFL, the Eagles were looking to stay undefeated, tangling with the Cardinals in Phoenix. The Eagles took a 14-0 lead after a second Jalen Hurts rushing touchdown. The Cards were finally able to even the score at 17 in the fourth quarter. Late in the fourth, the Eagles were looking to go ahead once again.
And spotlights on Dicker.
Spotted, kicked, up, and it is good!
The call on WIP, Cardinals kicker Matt Amendola missed a late field goal attempt to tie. The Eagles hold on for the 2017 victory. In Los Angeles, the Rams were hosting the Cowboys. Dallas flexed their defensive muscles early on.
Stafford is under center on third and one. And a play fake to Brown. He's rushed and he's sacked. And the ball came out and Dallas picks it up. It's Lawrence coming left to the five and into the end zone.
Call on 105.3 The Fan. The Cowboys defense put pressure on Matthew Stafford and the Rams all game. Dallas beat Los Angeles 22-10. They meet the Eagles next week. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
When the LA League sports are back, and so is the TBL Spotlight. Spotlight is your source for everything happening in one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. For interviews with players and coaches, game recaps, and special segments like Wayback Wednesday, where we talk to some of the past athletes of the TBL. Check out the TBL Spotlight online at tblspotlight.com or on the podcast page at sunflowerstateradio.com.
Pearl Real Estate will be selling 151 acres of Marshall County farm ground with wind tower income Saturday, October 15th at 10 a.m., auction held at the Landall Lane Conference Center in Marysville. Land located east of Beatty, offering 140 acres of terraced crop ground with bonus income from wind tower and electrical line payments. Go to pearlrealestate.org to view easement agreement. Sale for the Sweeney Family Trust will be October 15th, 10 a.m. for 151 acres of crop-rich Marshall County farm ground with wind tower income. Auction conducted by Pearl Real Estate, St. Mary's, Mike Pearl Broker, Dennis Recheck, Auctioneer.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, October the 10th. Good morning to you as we start a brand new week around here. This time around, we're going to speak with corn and soybean harvest expert Jay Wisby. Jay was recently a guest on Ag Today from Kansas State University. Here's what he had to say about the harvest conditions around the area.
And I think most of our corn is getting cut, especially the early planted corn. We've got a lot of that that's been harvested now. Soybeans, we tend to start, it seems like, from the north and work south. So if you get up into northern Ottawa County, there's a lot of acres that's been cut now, and it's going pretty fast. Southern Saline is a little slower. I think a lot of the beans there are greener and just not as far along in maturity.
Now, Jay went on to talk about just what kind of year it's been.
Yeah, been another unique year, I would say. Soybeans yield is really all over the board, as low as under 10 to as high as 40s, but not near as many good fields as what we're finding poor. Not too much bragging about how good we're doing this year. From the corn standpoint, we caught one rain in late June about wheat harvest time, and it helped a lot of our dry land corn out. I would say we're pretty fortunate compared to not very far west of here. That another thing that we've been harvesting some is sorghum, milo, and I've noticed some issues where some lodging starting to take place. It cannibalized the stock, and we're having some stock rot issues to where we're hoping to get it out before it falls over. It's just a real concern. People are switching from one crop to the next really quick, and they're not even finishing one and going to the other because it just happens to be everything's kind of come and do it once, and then they get past and have to switch gears and keep going. It seems like we're staying busy nonetheless, but like for instance, I know one producer that finished his sorghum before a lot of his fields of soybeans were ready to cut. That's not normally the case and probably a sign of not good.
And that's look at your ag news on this Monday, October the 10th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Mother Nature hasn't been too kind this summer, but nonetheless, we still need to plan for fall planting. Whether you're planting wheat, alfalfa, cover crops, triticale, barley, or thinking about a grazing plan for this winter, give Kaufman Seeds a call. We have you covered for all your planting needs. That's Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your seed needs.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid those scams. And our scam tracking map shows you the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit online at aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, let us know about it so we can warn others. Visit online aarp.org/fraudwatchmap. Paid for by AARP.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It's certainly a good Monday, and we have a nice run of cattle. And speaking of nice, open markets followed last week with a 146 to 148 on the cash, 230 on the carcass. So very good market there on this steer and heifers going to the markets. Well, here today, we'll start at 10 o'clock at high noon. We'll get in the hay department again. Hay is certainly getting in tight hands. And the big round bales, we've got two groups of eight. It's CRP, second cut. And we also have an offering of 12 brome grass mix bales. If you're interested in small squares, you might give us a call about 10 o'clock and certainly see what has dropped in on the square bale market. And the cattle run today, very, very high quality, and they are very, very good. So we'll get started here right afternoon with the black family, four-year-old with May calf at side. So certainly that will be first up after the hay sale. Then we get into a nice run of feeders. Out of Crab Orchard, there's five black and red. Steer and heifers, free condition. They're 475 to 575. The Coons calves out of Crab Orchard. There's seven black steer and heifers coming off the cow with the spring vac. They're going to weigh 600 to 700. The Burnett cattle out of Steiner. Seven black, red steer and heifers, free condition. They're going to be 500 to 600. Jerry Mueller out of Plymouth. 175 head of black and black baldy steer and heifers, all preconditioned, 400 to 600. Kisling Farms out of Cortland. Corey Scleba out of Crete's got 86 black baldy steer and heifers, free condition. They're going to weigh 500 to 650 pounds. Brian Brower out of Wilbur's got 31 black steers. They are preconditioned, 5 to 5 1/4. Rick Bloom out of Beatrice got a nice set of calves, 25 black steer and heifers are going to be 3 to 550, all preconditioned. Plumman calves out of Fairbury's, 22 black and red steer and heifers off the cow. They do have a vaccination. They're going to weigh 500 to 700. Kern's cattle out of Valparaiso's, 18 black and red steer and heifers, free conditioned, 500 to 550. Terry Teese out of Sterling, 22 black steer and heifers coming off the cow with spring vac. They weigh 600 to 700. Jeff Tamersma has got 90 black and red steer and heifers. They preconditioned, 550 to 7 1/4. Jerry Mueller out of they are out of Syracuse. 16 black steers, yearling soft grass, 850. Jeff Tamersma, Jansen, 20 Sharon red steer and heifers, backgrounded, 9 to 10 50. Irv Halls out of Philly, 37 black steers, yearling soft grass, 800. Norm Fleschner out of Virginia, 16 black steer and heifers, yearling soft grass, 7 to 7 50. Kenny Thompson out of Diller, 30 black and red heifers, yearlings, 8 1/4, 900. Wayne Adam out of Odell, 15 black steer and heifers, backgrounded at 7 to 800. The Dobbindex, 19 black and red steer and heifers, backgrounded, spring back. They're going to weigh 800 out of Pickerel. Very good. High quality cattle here today. So certainly give us a call, Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. On a public auction coming up this Saturday in Beatrice, Saturday, October 15th at 10 o'clock, will be on the far south end of Beatrice, right by the water tower. We do have a 2006 Pontiac Montana van, certainly nice car. We've got a 71 Ford 4000 tractor, 64 Ford 4000 tractor, shredder, generator. We've got two very nice near-new snapper lawnmowers. One is zero turn. We've got tools, miscellaneous household goods. That is the Perry auction on Saturday, 10 o'clock, on the very, very far south end of Beatrice by the water tower. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
Oktoberfest began as a wedding celebration for a Bavarian prince. At least that's what some would have us think. The true story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 10th, the 283rd day of the year. Actor Ben Vereen was born on this day. Chances are there's an Oktoberfest celebration going on somewhere near you this fall. But before you don your lederhosen, here's the true story of Oktoberfest's origin. Not surprisingly, it has to do with beer. In the late 18th century, brewmeisters in Bavaria discovered a fermenting method that produced lager, a much better tasting brew than anything up to that time. Lager, however, required cold conditions, and it was usually October before the first batches were ready. That was all the reason thirsty townspeople needed for a celebration, and Oktoberfest was born. They may have toasted a Bavarian prince and his bride, but the real festivity was breaking out the good stuff. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 37 degrees, sunrise. Highs around 80 on tap for your Monday.
And news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021. And the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, you know, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices to, you know, to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
Wildcat Nation, I didn't come to rebuild, I came to elevate.
Cheer on the Wildcats in the first year of the Coach Tang era with the Pick 5 Mini Plan for just $199. Get a ticket and a parking pass to 5 games of your choosing from the KU game and 6 Saturday options, including Wichita State, Texas, and Florida. Reserve your seat today at kstatesports.com.
Scores from Friday night football action. Axtell defeats Hanover 62-14. Frankfort wins on homecoming 58-12. Washington County falls to Lincoln 14-6. Lynn tops Donovan West 52-24. Centralia is victorious at Garden Plains 28-13. And in their homecoming game, Marysville is victorious against Valley Heights 51-16. Clay Center defeats Concordia 41-26. Abilene falls to Circle 40-0. And Palmyra defeats Southern 58-42.
KNDY.
We all want what we ain't got. Our favorite doors are always locked. on a higher hill with a taller top. We all want what we ain't got. We ain't happy where we are. There's greener grass in the neighbor's yard. A bigger house and a faster car. We ain't happy where we are. All I want is what I have. I'd trade it all just to get her back. She's moving on, but I guess I'm not. Yeah, we all want what we ain't got. We all wish it didn't hurt. When you try your best and it doesn't work. And goodbye is such a painful word. We all wish it didn't hurt. All I want is what I have. I'd trade. Trade it all just to get her back. She's moving on, but I guess I'm not. Yeah, we all want what we ain't got. Yeah, I wanted the world till my whole world stopped. You know, a love like that ain't easily.